from KQED.
Model trains are magic, especially when somebody has gone to the trouble of building an expansive system. You can't help but feel awe and a kind of childlike wonder at the sight of a miniature line going full bore with lights flashing and horns blaring. KQED's Rachel Dornhelm has the story of one man with a particular passion born from his childhood experience clear across the country.
This is a love story. It's about my dad. Nostalgia. And New York City's rail system, especially the subways.
First stop on the New York Central. First stop.
My name, Richard Dornhelm, and I'm a civil engineer by training, and I'm a Brooklyn boy by birth.
120, 50.
We never had a car. We had a subway, and we took the subway to my grandma's house, or we took the subway to museums, took the subway to Coney Island. We took the subway just about everywhere we went.
When he was little, he and my Uncle Mark always stood at the front of the first car, where they'd look out the huge front window as the trains barreled down the track.
There wasn't much to see in a tunnel. So it was really the anticipation that this thing would take you somewhere and you would come out of this hole in the ground and you'd be in a very different place, a new world.
New York!
My dad lived in Brooklyn, the Church Avenue stop on the F line, until he finished college. He ultimately landed in California, where he met my mom, who also grew up near the Church Avenue stop. When I was growing up, he only rode the subway when we went to visit family. And then, 15 years ago, he went to a railway museum near Sacramento, and there he found some of the original 1880s steam-powered cars that ran on Manhattan's elevated tracks.
A few, actually, two, were saved, and they ended up in a museum in Rio Vista.
The two cars survived because they'd been sold for use in the Kaiser shipyards in Richmond, across the bay from San Francisco.
Over here in Contra Costa County, and they continued to work during the war years, World War II, taking shipyard workers between the yards and Richmond.
After seeing those cars, my dad went home and started thinking about how to model them by hand, remembering subway modeling he'd done as a teen.
From that, I just decided, well, if I built that car, there was a companion car and there were
You can other see where this is
subway.
Going.
And then there was the second subway, the BMT. And
now, thought, my parents' living room in an otherwise simple 1970s tract home in Walnut Creek is like a New York City rail yard.
I never intended to end up with 100 cars.
The cars are about a foot long, of all colors and eras. They've won awards and run in the New York Transit Museum's holiday show at Grand Central. There are antique-looking ones with paneled wooden sides and tiny bare light bulbs, and shiny new models, the stainless steel cars I remember riding.
People don't look at subways the same way I do.
How do you look at them?
Well, I think they're a marvel of ingenuity, and even if they are a hole in the ground, it still has really produced enormous benefits for the people in the cities. Oh, you're on the right track. Here we come.
Take a lever.
Watch your hand.
Go!
My daughters and my niece love them, driving them around the room on a mock elevated track he built.
Stop!
It's hard to imagine they understand the hundreds of hours of work some of these incredibly detailed, built-from-scratch trains represent.
I am in the city riding on a choo-choo train, say choo-choo.
But they are learning all kinds of New York history. They know the turquoise and white cars were built for a World's Fair. The 1930s Green Hornet was made of aluminum and shaped like a BART train, but was scrapped for the war effort. My dad even modeled some freight cars that ran under the elevated tracks making deliveries. One is a bright orange refrigerator car from the 1950s.
The doors would open and people from the neighborhood would go up and buy crates of wine-making grapes. Largely an Italian neighborhood. I remember I first heard about California because those orange refrigerator cars were from this place called California. Wonderful place, I thought. too bad the subway doesn't go there.
Over the holidays, I watched my dad sanding wood in his workshop, which used to be my room. His father was a toolmaker, and my dad uses some of those tools as he works. I'm struck by how much these models bring together. My dad and his father, our families in California and Brooklyn, my dad's childhood with his grandkids. I can't help but admire the car's artistry as we look at them. He reminds me some of them will be mine someday.
Yeah, I hope they'll be a source of joy for you and your brother. You don't have to keep them all. You can just pick a few and remember the subway and remember me. What else can I say?
For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.